Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a moment, breathe in, and get ready, because God has something powerful to say to you today. Today's topic is pressing toward the goal, and our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, which says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Years ago, in a well-known interview published online, Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps shared something striking. After breaking world records and winning multiple gold medals, he admitted that he still struggled with moments of dissatisfaction. Because in his words, "Once you reach a goal, there's always another one ahead." Despite all his achievements, he had to keep pushing, keep training, and keep pressing forward. Now think about that. If someone at the top of their field still needs to press forward, how much more should we? Life doesn't reward those who settle. It rewards those who keep moving. The Apostle Paul, writing from prison, said, "I press toward the mark." He didn't say, "I relax because I've done enough." He didn't say, "I quit because it's hard." He said, "I press." That word "press" means effort. It means intentional pursuit. It means refusing to give up, even when it's uncomfortable. Let me ask you this morning, what goal has God placed in your heart that you've stopped pursuing? What dream have you quietly abandoned because of fear, delay, or discouragement? Listen, God is reminding you today, don't stop now, press on. Let's look at key insights from Apostle Paul's statement. 1. Let go of the past. Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind." You cannot press forward if you are constantly looking backward. Some of us are held back not by lack of ability, but by the weight of yesterday, past failures, regrets, missed opportunities. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19 says, "Remember ye not the former things. Behold, I will do a new thing." So here's the question. Are you holding on to something God has already asked you to release? For your encouragement, God is not consulting your past to determine your future. Your story is not over. There is still more ahead. 2. Stay focused on the goal. Paul said, "Reaching forth unto those things which are before." This is about focus, direction, intentionality. In a world full of distractions, staying focused is a spiritual discipline. What are you giving your attention to daily? Is it moving you closer to your purpose or pulling you away from it? The book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 reminds us, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Be encouraged. When your eyes are on Jesus, your steps will stay aligned with purpose. And 3, keep pressing even when it's hard. Pressing means there will be resistance. There will be days you feel tired, discouraged, or even stuck. But hear this, Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Have you been feeling like giving up lately? Hear this, your breakthrough is often closer than you think. Don't quit in the middle of the process. As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not lose momentum in your journey of destiny. Every weight holding you back is lifted in Jesus' name. You receive fresh strength to press forward today. Where others stop, you will continue, and you will finish strong in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a quiet second and ask yourself, what is one thing God is asking me to pursue again? What do I need to let go of to move forward? Where do I need renewed focus? Actions for the day. Today, take one intentional step toward your goal, just one. Send that message. Start that project. Make that call. Pray that prayer. Remember, movement creates momentum. Beloved, life is a race, but it's not for the fastest. It's for those who endure. You may not be where you want to be yet, but thank God you are not where you used to be. So don't stop. Don't settle. Don't shrink back. Press toward the goal. At this junction, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Let's declare together. Today, I press forward with strength and purpose. I let go of the past and embrace the future God has prepared for me. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will finish strong. God's grace empowers me, and I move boldly toward my destiny. In Jesus' name, say this one more time. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will finish strong. God's grace empowers me, and I move boldly toward my destiny. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for reminding us to press toward the goal. We ask, Lord, strengthen every listener today. Where there is weakness, release strength. Where there is discouragement, release hope. Where there is delay, release divine acceleration. Guide our steps, order our paths, and help us stay focused on your purpose for our lives. We commit this day into your hands. Go before us and make every crooked path straight. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Go out there and win your day. One step, one press, one victory at a time.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.